Okay, all right, let's get started. So last time we spoke about tefillin. Today we're going to move on to the next couple of topics. So we're going to talk about haircuts and shaving and things like that. But first, we're going to talk about clothing. Wearing new clothing, the issur of kibbutz, the issur of gihutz, the issur of ironing and laundering clothing and wearing new clothing. And then we'll get into Bezras Hashem. We'll get into the issue of haircuts and the like, and we'll see if we get further than that as well. I want to thank Avi Berman for following up about the minhag of Chabad in terms of tefillin. If I recall correctly, the response was that the question that we raised last time was whether Chabad wears Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Shiva, and as it turns out that they do wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Shiva. Apparently, what Avi found out is that the Nesiv HaChayim, Reish Mem Zayin Hey, in the Sefer Shara Kolel, which is written by Rav Ram David Lavut, who's a Lubavitcher Rav, is that there's a whole discussion about the minhag according to the Arizal as far as tefillin's Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that the minhag is to wear tefillin's Rabbeinu Tam during Shiva. The more fascinating, perhaps, part, though, is that what Avi also found out is that Chabad wears tefillin on Yom Rishon as well. Both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Yom Rishon of Avelus. So that's fascinating, that this seems to be one of those issues, as Avi pointed out to me, that the Halacha and the Kabbalah do not seem to be perfectly in concert with each other, and sometimes when you have a somewhat of a conflict between the majority opinion in Halacha and the Shita of the Kabbalah, so those who are more, whose Minhagim are more Kabbalistically inclined, may rely on a minority opinion of the Halacha, if that's what conforms with the Kabbalah, which, by the way, is just Stam, a fascinating topic about how to relate Halacha to Kabbalah in terms of practice. There's amongst Sephardic poskim, it's a major discussion. Rav Avadia Yosef was very much of the mind that Halacha determines practice. Kabbalah doesn't determine practice. Kabbalah can give a little flavor to the practice and can give depth to the practice, but Halacha is what determines practice. On the flip side, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was not of that opinion. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu thought that very often when it comes to Ikvas de Mashiach, certainly when it comes to the times of, closer to Mashiach, where there's going to be a heavier emphasis on Torah Sanistar, that the Kabbalah is going to rely on a das yachid in the halacha in order to determine practice, that we'd rely on a das yachid in halacha in order to practice what fits with the Kabbalah, and even if that hasn't always been the practice, that should be the practice in the Ikfas of the Mashiach. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in the introduction to his Tshuvas, gives several examples of that, but that's a different share for a different time. So let's get into the Isser of Kibbutz and Giyutz as far as Avelus is concerned. So the Gemara Moedkat and Dav Yud Zayin Beis tells us that an Avel is Aser B'tich Boses, that he's not allowed to launder. The Ramban and the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rambam, Perkei Halacha Aleph, say that it's only Aser Kol Shiva. The Tor quotes a Riva. No, Kol Shloshim, says the Riva, that an Avel is not allowed to do laundry for 30 days. So the Prisha and Sivkat and Aleph says that it's only Aser to be Mechabes and wear the clothing, but to be Mechabes Kedei La'niach, that for sure everyone agrees is Mutter B'toch Shloshim, is only Aser B'toch Shiva. Meaning that's a Din in Hesach Hadar. Doing the laundry is a din in Hesach Hadas. Wearing the freshly clean laundry, that's not just a din in Hesach Hadas, that's more a din in experiencing a certain ta'anug, a certain pleasure, and so the Hesach Hadas is during Shiva. The ta'anug, that may extend to Shloshim. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Shin Pei Tes, Si'if Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch writes, get my Shulchan Aruch out over here, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Pei Tes, Si'if Aleph, Avel asur l'chabis k'suso kol shiva yam, afilu b'mayim levad, ula'achar shiva mutter. Ugshem shasur l'chabis kach asur l'lubo shemachubasim kodem l'chein. That after shiva, it's mutter to do the laundry, it's mutter to wear the laundry. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is, like the first day, or like the Rambam, like the Ramban. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to be mechabis b'tok shiva, even al menas to wear them after shiv. The Shach points out because it's also basiyas malacha. So you see, the Shach apparently holds that the isser of kibbutz is not an independent isser. It's just part of the isser of doing malacha, that a novel is not allowed to do malacha b'toch shiva. So according to the Deya, that it's also to be mechabes kol shloshim, you have to say that it's not a function of the isser malacha, that it's a separate isser, it's an independent isser, because if we're only isser malacha, it wouldn't apply kol shloshim. So the Riva must hold that it's not part of the isser malacha. And it's also asr for others to be mechabes and megahets the begadim of an avel, just like any other malacha, the shachma is just like any other malacha that you're not allowed to do al yedei acherim either. You're not allowed to ask others to do the malacha for you. So you can't give your clothing to the cleaners during Shivan. That's what Moshe writes in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Ayin Tes, that one should not even submit their clothing to the cleaners during Shiva. If you gave your clothing to the cleaners before one became an avel, then the cleaners are allowed to clean them, because this is all part of the definition of the Yisra Malacha, that any time there's a kablan who was given the responsibility or given the task of doing the Malacha beforehand, and he could have done the Malacha beforehand, and he waited till now, so he's allowed to do the Malacha now when it's a kablanus. So that is all working with the model of the Shach, that this is just the regular Yisra Malacha that you always have. So since the geder of the Yisra Malacha, of the Yisra Kibbutz, is Yisra Malacha, according to the Shach, Big Day Zeya would also be included. Meaning underwear, socks, those kinds of things are also included. It's not only begadim chashuvim, because it's not about the chashivas of the baget, it's about the malacha. And it would also seem that spot cleaning would be mutter. Like you get something on you, so you can take a shmata or something with a moist cloth and wipe it off, because that's not kibbutz. That's not malacha of kibbutz. And if you have something like that, you'd be allowed to remove idea mayim. Certainly over here, when we define malacha, we're talking about malacha that would, not in a hilchos Shabbos sense, but malacha that would distract from the avelus, meaning that which is a tircha, that which takes effort. The Gemara then says that if a person is takfu shtei avelus zu achar zu, that if a person lo aleinu has a second avelus that happens while the first avelus is still going on, so he's allowed to be mechabes with mayim, but not with any detergent. And similarly, if the avelus happens right before Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishvav, Shulchan Aruch Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Tezvav, and Aruch Chaim says the same thing. All those that are mutter to be mechabes on Chol HaMoed, and then they have two avelus zeh achar zeh, are mutter to be mechabes b'chol davar. If they only have one avelus, then they're not allowed to be mechabes. So the Ramban and the Tosefta point out that that even when takfu shtei avelus zeh achar zeh, and you're allowed to do kibbutz, it's only betzina betoch beiso, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens over here in Se'if Aleph as well. That even when you are allowed to do this kibbutz toward the end, mutter lechabes if. The Shulchan Aruch writes at the end that Shem Iru Echel Mehem Kodem Avelus V'Nichnas Miyad L'Toch Avelus Asu L'Chabes Alim Kein Iru Echel Mehem V'Tokfu Miyad Shnei Avelus Zeh Achar Zeh Oz Mut L'Chabes Af B'Nes V'Chol Afilu Toch Shivu B'Vat Sheyasenu B'Tzinu B'Toch Beiso V'Achar Shetokfu Avelus Zeh Achar Zeh M'Chabes M'Mayim Avlo B'Nes V'Ol. Okay, so that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So that's as far as just the basic isser of kibbutz. What about the isser of wearing clean clothing? So the Ramban writes that just like it's usher to be mechabes, it's also usher to wear begadim mechubasim throughout all of Shiva. And he quotes from Rashi that you're allowed to wear begadim mechubasim. The Rashi disagrees. So the Prisha writes it must be that he holds that it's part of the isser of kavisa. The Ramban writes that Rashi's incorrect, and the only reason they asked kibbutz is because of the isra of kibbutz is on account of malacha, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins k'shem shasul lechabes kach isra lilbosh hamechubasim kodem lechein, that even if clothing were already cleaned, it's usher to wear freshly laundered clothing. So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis, Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat and Beis quote to Tshuva's Lachme Toda, Simen Lamed, Shehele, Dehada lo etiru el lachar zayin, haynu dafka b'machlif l'tanuk, av'machlif l'tzorech, kagon shacholuk meluchlach, omishum ruvya shari afilu bechol toch shiva. So he quotes the Lach Metoda that that which we only allow after Shiva to change the clothing, that's only if you're changing the clothing for enjoyment. But if you're changing because there's some sort of need to change the clothing that you're in just got ruined, so then you're even allowed to change B'toch Shiva. That's what the Pischi Tshuva quotes. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Zayin writes, if a person has a Beged Zaya, they have an undershirt or something, they're allowed to change it with another undershirt, because if it's sweaty, if it's gotten sweaty, that's the same as being Meluchlach, and that you're allowed to change during Shiva. The Badei HaShulchan just points out that in a case where your clothing gets really dirty to the point that it's difficult to wear it, or very sweaty, that it's difficult to wear, and you don't have another unlaundered beged to wear, so you're allowed to switch to a laundered beged. And he says, Lo mi baya b'mikre shalichluch nira l'sharin shi sheyesh la'ate b'zeh k'din kavod abrios. He says, certainly if it's like an obvious problem with the beged that everyone's going to see it and it's going to look gross and it's stained, so that for sure you're allowed to change. That's the big cover abrios doch of the novelus. But says about the Ashulchan Sivkot, hey, af b'mikre she'ina lichluch nira l'sharin shi yesh la'ate b'zeh b'makom tzorach gadol. That even if it's not something that's evident to other people, but you feel gross, you feel like it's not wearable, so then the oval is allowed to change, says the Badei HaShulchan, because that's considered to be lichluch as well. There is a machlokas haposkim. This din about big day zaya is not so pasha. There is a machlokas haposkim about this, if it's including the iser. Now again, as far as laundering, big day zaya are definitely included. You're not allowed to do laundry on Big Day Zaya. But as far as wearing laundered clothing, wearing fresh underwear, fresh socks, things like that, so that the Kaf HaChaim writes in Aruch HaChaim Tovkuf Nun Aleph Sivkat and Sadi Aleph that Big Day Zaya and socks, they all have a din of regular begadim, and you're not allowed to wear freshly laundered. However, in Rivivos Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Chelik Aleph Simin Shin Ayin Gimel, and Chelik Gimel Simin Shin Mem, he quotes from his Rebbe, from Ramesha, that begadim that are samach lebasar, which are big dezeya, you're allowed to change during the 9 days, even without preparing them in advance of the 9 days, because that's not part of the isra of wearing begadim mechubasim during the 9 days. And pashtus, he means, during avelus either. So pashtus, I think la'alacha we're makel on this, that big day zeya are not included. They are included in the halacha of doing the laundry, but not included in the halacha of wearing freshly laundered clothing. In the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud Simin Mem Dalet, he says that if a person is, let's say, a guest at a hotel, or a guest in someone else's house, so normally an Avil is not allowed to change his sheets on his bed either. So Minchas Yitzchak writes, yeah, but it would be gross if the hotel didn't change the sheets between the last guy that stayed there and you, so you should make a request that they don't change the sheets so long as you're there, but certainly it's okay to sleep on the freshly laundered sheets. The Torah then quotes from the smak that you're allowed to wear a chaluk lavan, like a white shirt, a white robe during shloshim, right after Shiva's over, but he says va'olam nagu bo iser. Because they're based on the Riva, that it's Asur Kol Shloshim. So the minig is, he says, that you have someone else wear it first, and then you wear it, and the minig is Iker, because Kol Halacha Shorofefes Biyadcha Halacha Achar Minag. Whenever you're not sure about what the Halacha is, so you follow the minig. So the minig is to have someone else wear it first. So the Torah says, I don't get this minig. The Torah says he's Matmiya on this minig. After Shiva, it's all mutter. What do you mean you have to have someone else wear it first? So the Darkei Moshe in Osalef writes that even though it's a minig tamua, Kach Nagu Olam, and he quotes a Kolbo in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, that if someone wore it l'shah achas, dai b'kach, that's good enough as well. So if you look in the Ramah, the Ramah writes in Sif Aleph, v'achar zayin shari, v'olam nagu bo iser, v'nagin sha'adam acher lov shem tchila, v'achar kach lov shem ha'avil, v'aminag yikr, that the minig is ikr, and that someone else should wear it first. And he says, v'chein nagin b'medina seylo l'achar shiva. That's what we do, l'achar shiva. V'im lav sha'adam acher, rak sha'achas, dai b'kach. How long does the other person have to wear it? Sha'achas. not to be confused with the halacha of buying brand new clothing during Yud Beis Chodesh. We'll get to that soon. But over here, the Rama is just saying that there is this minhag of not wearing freshly laundered clothing even during Shloshim. So you have someone else wear it, and then it's no longer freshly laundered. The Pnei Baruch quotes from the Zera Emes that b'makom sorach gadol, you could be makil during Shiva if a person wears it for half a day. He explains that what's pshat in this Rama over here? What the Rama is saying is that lahalach we don't paskin like the Riva. Lahalach we don't paskin like the Riva. We don't paskin that for, it's also for shloshim. But don't say that the minhag is baseless, that it doesn't even have the status of a minhag. There is a tam ve'ikr leminhag zeh, because the minhag is to be machmir, like a das yachid, to be machmir, like a shita, that we don't paskin like. So that's a minhag, to be machmir, like the shita of the Riva. So the Rush in Siman Nun Gimel quotes from the Ravid that you're also not, like we mentioned before, you're also not allowed to wash sheets and towels and things like that. And it's asur lahatzia hamuchubasin, even to use freshly laundered sheets. The Ramban writes that the same applies to towels, to use freshly laundered towels. And that's even though on Chol HaMoed that would be totally mutter. And Shulchan Aruch paskins this way in Sif Aleph, that vein tzorach lemasha asur lilbosh chadashim v'gamas adinim v'matzol shel mita asur lechapsan ulahatzia hamchubasin v'chein mitpechosei yadayim aval pi shabutu lechapsan b'moed, even though you're allowed to even wash them on moed. So that's a little bit difficult to understand, right? That halacha, meaning if this is about begadim, it's about wearing a begadim. Hand towels aren't begadim. I understand doing the laundry, okay? Doing the laundry, that's about hashadas, that's about malacha. But wearing the begadim is a certain tanug that you don't get from using a fresh hand towel. But nevertheless, that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin. Good. So when it comes to Big Day Ketanim, so the Mordechai writes in it's quoted in Darkei Moshe and Oz Gimel that Gedolim are allowed to be mechabes the begadim of Ketanim if Ketanim are in Avelus, and that's what Shulchan Aruch passes in Sif Beis. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Ches writes that the reason that Ketanim it's impossible for them to keep up. You know, they can't keep them not changing their clothing throughout the full time. And it's mutter to be mechabsim in the bayis because everyone sees that they're big day ketanim. It does, it's not even going to be like a marasayin issue. It's obvious that it's big day ketanim. The Beis Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch just writes because there's no mitzvah of chinuch by avilus. The fact that we're korea lekatan is only because of agmas nefesh. So it's not a problem for to do kibbutz for the ketanim. Beis Hillel also writes that it's even mutter for other gedolim that are not avelim to be mechabes the big day ketanim, but avelim themselves should not be involved in being mechabes the begadim of the ketanim. It's a little bit of a tzarchim because if they're not chayiv and avelus at all, then what's the chiddush in halacha that someone who's not an avel is allowed to be mechabes them for someone else who's not an avel, meaning the ketanim are not an avel because they're ketanim, the other people who are doing the laundry are not avelim because they're not avelim, so obviously they're allowed to do the kibbutz. So pashtus is what the Shulchan Aruch is really trying to say over here is that even avelim are allowed to be mechabes for ketanim if there's no one else around to do that. And you don't have to have the kids wearing clothing that's unlaundered. In fact, that's how Geshra Chaim understands that. Mistimas Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, he doesn't say Mechapsim Al Yidei Acherim, right? It sounds like even Al Yidei Avelim. Avelim are allowed to even do the kibbutz for the ketanim. The Badei HaShulchan Sifkat Nhei writes that there's no issur kibbutz when you don't have a beged, and there's no issur of levishas beged mechubas b'makom mitzvah. So, for example, if a woman is counting shiva nikiyim during her avelus and she doesn't have enough big day lavan to wear, so you're allowed to wash them and wear them during the shiva because that's b'makom mitzvah, and therefore that would be mutter. So that's just as far as doing laundry. So we don't do laundry and we don't wear laundered clothing during the shiva. Aside from the kriya shilas, whether you'd have to tear a new kriya, we don't do laundry and wear laundered clothing during during Shiva, if clothing has an obvious stain, or undergarments that get very, very schwitzy, so we allow changing those during the Shiva, although not laundering them during Shiva. Ketanim is another exception where we could do laundry for Ketanim during the Shiva. What about buying new clothing? So the Mechaber in Sif Hei writes, Kol shoshim yom asur lilbosh beged meguatz v'ushei lavan v'chadosh v'afilu shel pishtan v'al avi v'al imo asur ad sheyagia regel achar shloshim v'yigaru bo chaverav. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman Sif Gimel say you're not allowed to wear begadim chadashim kol shloshim yom, and the Raman says that the minag, if you look in Sif Gimel, asur lilbosh toch shiva kelim chadashim tzvuim yishanim yotzim mitachas hamikvash, says Rama yeshom da asur lilbosh bigdei shabbos toch dal shvus rishonim avla achar kach mutter afilu al av v'imo v'chein lasos begadim chadashim aval nagu iser kol yud beis chodesh. The Rama writes that there's a minag not to wear begadim chadashim for kol yud beis chodesh al av v'imo, a minag. The Mechaber says it's only asur until the first regel after the shloshim, where it's going to be yigaru bo chaverav. And it's strange that in Sif Hei the Rama is silent, right? The Rama doesn't say, ah, no, it's not our minag. Our minag is that all yud beis chodesh, you don't put on any new clothing. In the end of the Sefer Pnei Baruch, there's a Kuntras Ohel Chana that's printed. He quotes Rav Waldenberg, the Tzitz Eliezer, two reasons, two possible explanations why the Rama doesn't say anything in Sif Hei. He says, first of all, it could be that the Rama is so mechum what he already wrote in Sif Gimel. He doesn't have to remind us, he just said it. The Mechaber is just telling us the Ikar Adin, and the Rama is telling us the Minag. The Rama doesn't have to remind us of a Minag he just told us about. Second, he says, it could be that there are two different shiurim, that in Lo Yigur Bo Chaverov, then you're so mech on the shiur of the Rama of Yud Beis Chodesh. I mean, it could be the Rama's moded to what the Mechaber says in Sif Hei, that if you have Moed Echa after the shloshim and yigaru bo chaverav, someone says that clothing is gross, you gotta get something new to wear, then the Rama would be moda that you're allowed to wear new clothing. It's only if lo yigaru bo chaverav that the Rama says that the minig is that you have all yud beis chodesh. In Baragol and Sifkat yud zayin, he quotes from the Kolbo that when it's usher to wear begadim chadashim, if you let someone else wear it for 2 or 3 days, then everything's mutter. Ooh, so this is very practical. This comes up all the time. People are in Yud Beis Chodesh with their parents. They're aware of the minhag that you're not supposed to get new clothing during Yud Beis Chodesh. Can I just have someone else wear it? How long does someone else have to wear it? Right? Are you allowed to get new clothing in such a way? Are you allowed to pull such a trick? So the source of the Baragola quotes from a Kolbo, that someone else wears it for 2 or 3 days, it all becomes mutter. And then he says that that's dafka if it's tzarech lem, if you really need the clothing. Badei HaShulchan, Sifkat Yates, and in Tziyun Lamed, in the bottom of the Badei HaShulchan, he says, why would you say 2 or 3 days? If 2 days is enough, why would you mention 3 days? It must be that the shear is not the same for all begadim. Sometimes a begad only needs 2 days of wearing in order to take away its newness, and sometimes it needs 3 days of wearing in order to take away its sense of being new. And that's the reason that they said 2 or 3 days. In the Sefer Tziyune Halacha, which again, Rabbi Tzion Cook, who always quotes Rav Yashiv, all the Pesachim based on Rav Yashiv, he says that Rav Yashiv said that the shear of Bezo Gimel Yamim was only Bizmanam, where they weren't so makbid about having such nice and clean clothing like we are nowadays. And he says, nowadays, way less than 2 or 3 days is enough to take away the newness of the clothing. So they ask the obvious follow-up question, okay, so how long? So he says, a day or a half a day. He says, Shah Achas wouldn't be enough, but a day or a half a day would be good enough. In the Sefer Emes Liakov and Dalil Chelke Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he also writes that if someone else wears the clothing for a day, then that's enough to be matirid. So there is this minag to aser new clothing during Yud Beis Chodesh, and there is this heter if it's needed to have someone else wear it for some time. In the Pnei Baruch, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Simin Yud Ches, footnote Chav Dalid, from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and from the Tzitz Eliezer and from Diane Fisher, that brand new clothing that is Asuya Lezeya and is not a Beged Shel Kavod, you're allowed to wear after Shloshim, even when no one else wears it first. We already discussed about laundry, but we're not talking about freshly laundered now. Now we're talking about brand new. Brand new Big Day Zeya are mutter, not included in this minag. And the Aruch HaShulchan pretty much says this in Sif Yod Aleph. He says, Ubeged Chashuv Chadash, Vaday Asur Lilbosh Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. Aval Begad Pshutim, Kimichnasayim Uchayotzi Bo, Vegam Beged Chol, Kashiyesh Hechrach Lezeh, Mutter Lassel Stains a Beged Chashuv. If you have, Begad Pshutim that are like Michnasayim and weekday clothing that are very not Chashuv, that you're allowed to have during Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Simcha Burim Kohn in his Sefer says that when the Aruch HaShulchan says Michnasayim, he means underwear. And Beged Chol doesn't really mean Beged Big Day Chol, like if you have a weekday suit. Big Day Chol means like Sunday when you're not going to work kind of clothing, the t-shirts and shorts kind of clothing. That's what you could have a Beged Chadash. Sometimes hard for rabbis to answer these questions because, like, we're not sure what's considered a chashuv. A woman called me up. She's in Yud Beis Chodesh now for her father. And she wanted to know, can she get new skirts? So new skirts? I said, no, not really. I mean, someone else would have to wear them first. If it's a real tzorach, I mean, you can get them, and then someone else would have to wear them first. She said, no, these are shmata skirts. Those were the words she used, shmata skirts. So, I this is a pretty fancy woman. She normally, dresses, in a way that is... costs her husband a lot of money. A shmata skirt maybe is a nothing. That's probably what the Aruch HaShulchan means. Big Day Chol that are just, so for a guy, I know that would be like shorts and a t-shirt or something like that, or jeans or something like that. But for a woman, so a shmata skirt, stamma, would be included in that category. The Pnei Baruch quotes also that Kelim Chadashim, you're allowed to buy Kol HaShana Kula, you don't have to bring them to someone else to use first, meaning other types of Kelim, not clothing. And he says you're also allowed to do repairs on the house and things like that. You're allowed to repaint the house, meaning this is Dafka Din and Begadim. The Ramah in Sif Gimel says that it's also Lilvosh Big Day Shabbos Toch Dalit Shavuos Harishonim. That's also startling, no? That the first 4 weeks, you're not allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. And then it's Mutter after the first 4 weeks. From Lashon of the Ramah in Shin Tzad Yalef Siv Gimel, who's Matir Bal Bris, to wear Big Day Shabbos only up until the meal is done, sounds like after the meal he's got to take off his Big Day Shabbos right away. So apparently there is this issue of wearing Big Day Shabbos within Shloshim. He doesn't mean on Shabbos. He means when it's not Shabbos, you can't wear Big Day Shabbos during the first 4 weeks. So why would anyone ever want to wear Big Day Shabbos? Maybe to go to a wedding, maybe to go to a job interview or something, to wear Big Day Shabbos. So this is a little known Ramah. People, it's like tucked away over here. People are unaware that the Ramah says that for those first few weeks, you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos outside of the context of Shabbos. Let's see what the questions are over here, or comments. Dofink, when we talk about Garubo Chaverov, who counts as Chavero, would a person's wife count? So let's talk about that in a moment when we get into haircuts. Aaron White, Rav Willick has this famous line about not needing to say Shachianu on a suit because you used to have 3 suits in your life, and now you come out of the store with 3 suits. So that Rav Willick has a very different view of clothing in general than many of the classical poskim in terms of what we already discussed, right? As far as Kriya, what's considered a Big Day Zeya, right? Rav Willick thinks that a regular button-down white shirt is a Beged Zeya. Should that also impact our din here? Probably, because buying clothing is much less of a big deal today than it was in the past. Probably. I don't know. I never asked him about it, but probably. So probably he would say, we could ask him, like a weekday suit, a suit that you're going to, if you're buying a fancy suit for a chasana or something for a family wedding, so I'm sure he also would be moda. Can an aval purchase new clothing during 12 months with intention to wear it only after 12 months. So that's also an interesting question. Is the purchase itself a problem? So if it's the kind of purchase that you would say a shechianu on, probably you shouldn't. But stam, to buy something to put away that you want, you know, there's a sale on whatever, and you want to put it away for later, so that would probably be, the buying itself would probably not be an isser. But wearing the new clothing, that's what we're talking about over here, that you have to... Ben Keen writes, the Badei Shulchan explained that Ramam meant you can't wear Big Day Shabbos even on Shabbos during the first 4 weeks. But notes that Acharnim disagree. Interesting. That Acharnim disagree with Ramah or Acharnim disagree with his reading of the Ramah? What does he say?
With the Ramah.
Oh, okay. Is that what the Badei, that's what the Ramah meant? Maybe I didn't read it carefully. That's a little bit where the talk about Shavuos or Rishonim. How does he know? Maybe Dr. Moshe says it explicitly? I don't know. Okay. Now, let's get into haircuts and shaving and things of that nature. The Gemara says, Yedalim bezen avil zasar betisporis. So, and tisporis means any hair. The Ramban writes in Turin, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Shin Sadi, it means... any hair removal is going to be a problem for the Avel. As far as a mustache, which is getting in the way of eating, which is a problem that people have, especially if they had a beard or a mustache before, right? So then it doesn't take that long for it to grow into the point where it's getting in the way of eating. The Torah quotes three shitos. The shita of the Ravid is that even though in Chol HaMoed you're allowed to be megalech the mustache for an avel called shloshim, it's aser, and that's what the Rambam Parak Vav Halacha Gimel says as well. Second day is the Ritz Geus, that it's aser called Shiva, but it's mutar li'achar Shiva, and that's the sheet of the Bahag. And third sheet is the Ramban, that even toch Shiva, it's mutar, if it's to take off kol seir sha'ala sava, or may atstad in whatever's ma'akev the achila. And the Beis Yosef writes that since the Rambam and the Ravid are maskim l'deya achas, hachi naktina, that we paskin like deya number one, the sheet of the Rambam and the Ravid, that it's aser kol shloshim yom. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Darkei Moshe Nosalev says, I would think, la halacha, we should say like the Ramban, like day number three, that it's mutter even toch shiva. So you have the two extremes, right? The Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe on two opposite extremes. Beis Yosef super machmir, Darkei Moshe super mekel. Fascinatingly, the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sadi, Sif Aleph, paskins like the Ritz Geis, like the middle shita, that, and the Ramah doesn't say anything. So neither one is, you know, is true to form. So that's a little bit strange. Tzarchi and Gadol, how come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like himself, like what he writes in the Beis Yosef, so the Shach is matmi on this, and how could the Ramah paskin against what he says in Darkei Moshe? In Bir Agra, Os Beis, he says we should be mekel like the Ramban, like the Ramban, that he even betoch Shiva. And in Mishnah Berurah and Shaar Tzion, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, Os Tzadi, he quotes that Gra Lahakel, that we should go like the Ramban, that if it's getting in the way of eating, I think that's the practice, that if it's getting in the way of eating, the practice is to be mekel to cut the mustache hairs that are getting in the way of eating. Okay, so when does it become mutter to be megaleach? So the Brison, Chav Bezon Beis, tells us that there's a chiluk between Shar Krovim versus Aviv Imo. By Shar Krovim, you're allowed la'achar lamed, ma'ashen kein Aviv Imo, it's aser ad sheyigaru bo chaveru. That's what the Gemara says. And what happens if Chavero is goer betoch shloshim? So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's pashut, that's not going to help. You grew up betoch shloshim. It's for sure also for at least shloshim. It's just that after shloshim, if you get to the point, if you grew up Chavero, then it's going to become mutter. In the Mishnah Berurah in Tavkuf Mem Ches, if Katan Amdal, it says that if they were garbo, even betoch shloshim, it's mutter. So Yabia Omer, Ravadian, Yabia Omer, Chelek Aleph, Yordea, Simun Chathei, Os Yud, says that it's a mistake, it's a typo, because the Mishnah Berurah is based on Eli Rabbah, and the Eli Rabbah says, Biyom shloshim, not betoch shloshim, Biyom shloshim, that if that it would become mutter if you grew bo chaverov, but not before that. The Rush and in Simon Membeis in third parak of Moed Katan and the Rambam parak Yud Halacha Hey say that even if Avar Aregel la'achar shloshim yom, you need to wait at Yigur b'chaverav. Avar Aregel is not going to be enough, unlike what we were just discussing when it comes to kibbutz or begadim chadashim rather. Beis Yosef writes that the Mukhe Yosef quotes Yesh Omrim that if shloshim yom pass and then Regel comes, the regel is going to be mafsik, and that helps to be mevatel the zman of ga'ara. You no longer need to wait. Meaning against what the Rosh and the Rambam say, that's the sheet of the smak against the Rosh and the Rambam. How do we pasun? Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalin, Beis Yosef pasuns ad shiyugru bo chaverav, and doesn't give any qualifications of, oh, but if a yantif passed, and the Rama writes explicitly, yantif doesn't help. A regel is not going to help to change it. Why does the Rama have to say that? Why would I have thought otherwise? Because the smak said otherwise. So he has to tell me that is not the case, that we don't pask in that way. Okay. In Darkei Moshe, he quotes three shitos. What is the sheer zman of Ga'ara? So the Trumas Hadashin, Chelk Bey, Simon Kof Lamed Gimel, says that the shear is Gimel Chadashin. And that's what Maril and Simon Chav Bey writes as well. The Kolbo quotes a smack that it's 30 days after the first 30 days. So not 3 months, 2 months. Maril quotes a minag not to get a haircut for 12 months. So the Ramah in Sif Dalit says the minag is 3 months. Rav Shachter often explains what that means is that typically a person gets a haircut every 6 weeks, so 3 months is twice the amount of time between haircuts. So really it should be the actual halacha is twice the amount of time between haircuts. Some people's hair grows very, very quickly and they need haircuts very frequently. Other people's hair grows very, very slowly. Other people, their hair used to grow very, very quickly, but now they're a little bit older and they only need haircuts very infrequently. They get both of their hairs cut only very infrequently. So that would all depend on the frequency of the person's haircuts. That's how Rav Shachter always explains that halach of the Rama of Gimel Chadashim Pischit Shuv and Sivkan Dal quotes the Shuvas Ad Nepaz Simil Ches, that the Rama means that after 3 months it's mutter to get a haircut whenever you want based on your normal schedule of haircuts. You don't need to wait another 3 months every time. It's not at the 3 month mark, the 6 month mark, the 9 month mark. It's 3 month mark, and then whenever 6 weeks later you'll get your next haircut. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger writes as well. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yordechel Gimel Sim Kufnun Vav writes that it's Nachol Nahachmir. Meaning on this issue, once you get to the point of Yigur B'Chaverev, do you need to wait again till the next Yigur B'Chaverev, or can you just get regular haircuts now? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, now you're good, now you can get regular haircuts. So Rav Moshe writes, Nachol Nahachmir, but really the Ikar Adin is like Rabbi Kiva Eger, so you don't really need to be Machmir if it's an Eis HaTzorech. Even though Rav Moshe writes it's Tzorech Iyun, why it would be mutter after the Ga'ara Rishona, what the Svara would be to say that it's mutter. In Pischit Shuvi, quotes in the Debiyud, or Chaim Simon Yudalid, that's only for people who are Megaleach, their Rosh, but for those who are Megaleach, their beards, the Shir Ga'ara is much shorter, would be Lamed Yom, meaning, if someone has a beard, so to get to the point of Shir Ga'ara, it takes a lot longer than someone who doesn't normally have a beard, so then you get to the Shir Ga'ara very quickly, because you get scruffy and looking not like yourself, where your friends are going to say, you look very unkempt, if you don't normally have a beard, so you'll get to that point very, very quickly. So from the Ramah, it seems that it's not the Ga'ara that's really Matir, it's the sheer Ga'ara that's Matir, because otherwise, why is he giving a time? You shouldn't give a time, just when someone says something to you, that's the time, right? So it sounds from the Ramah that it's the sheer Ga'ara that's Matir, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in the name of the Chida. Because the very notion of giving a 3 month time limit. That's all for Ashkenazim. Svardim, who follow the Mechaber, if his Chaverim were never Goer, then it's Mutter the Stopper after just 2 months, Yalkut Yosef writes. That's what Ravadi writes. If you look in Shiurei Arav and Hilchos Avelos and Simin Chafhei, so he says it, he goes through this whole Indian with a basic Chakira, Kedarka Bakodesh. And the Chakira is, what exactly is this din of Yigru B'Chaverav? Is the din of Yigru B'Chaverav that it's a shear in the Isser Tisporas? That the Isser Tisporas doesn't apply for all Yud Beis Chodesh. Meaning, we're used to thinking of Hilchos Avelos as those halachos that apply during Shiva, those that apply during Shloshim, and those that apply during Yud Beis Chodesh. And haircuts for Avivimo apply during Yud Beis Chodesh. Nah, maybe the Isser of a haircut is only up until Yigru B'Chaverav, and that's when it's over. Then that Isser goes away. It doesn't last all Yud Beis Chodesh. Or maybe no. Maybe it's an Isser that does last all Yud Beis Chodesh, but Ga'ara is a matir of the Isser. meaning that it's considered a big enough tzarech or whatever, that the iser doesn't apply for that moment when you have ga'ara, that moment that you reach ga'ara. But really, the iser of haircutting is an iser for all Yud Beis Chodesh. L'may nafkamina, so if Salvation suggests nafkamina, it doesn't make sense to be machmir. I mean, a person doesn't want to get a haircut all Yud Beis Chodesh. Does that make sense to be machmir? So if it's there is no iser anymore, the whole thing doesn't apply once you get to Yigur B'Chaverev, why would you be machmir? But if it's that, no, the iser applies fundamentally all Yud Beis Chodesh. It's just that you have a matir for the iser, so you may not want to take advantage of that matir. Or another nafkamina might be, do you have to wait to the Shir Ga'ara each time? Or do you say that, no, once you hit that Shir Ga'ara, it's over, right? Now the Yigur B'Chaverev is over. Or do you say, no, you got to wait each time? Rabbi Kiva Eger, like we pointed out, is Medayik from Lashon Liyar Zeruah. In Mikra Adin, you're allowed to be Mestaper Megaleach Kedarko after you waited one time for the Shir Ga'ara. The fact that people wait each time for the Shir Ga'ara, that's just a Chumra B'Alma. So B'Shas Avchak, you could be Mekel, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So he holds that Mikra Adin, the Shir Ga'ara is only a Shir in the Isra Tisparah. So that's why, once you hit that point, so then the whole Isser goes away. Rav Salvechik thought not that way. He thought that the Isser is really a Yud Beis Chodesh Isser, and therefore you should have to wait for 12 months every time. It's interesting, in the footnote, they quote Rav Shechter in Bikvei Atzon, and Simon Lamed Ches Osei, says Nafkamina might also be what the Gedder of Shir Gara is if the Gara works within Shloshim. That if Yigur B'Chaverev is how long you have to wait. So Pashut, that he says, if Gar is let's say it the other way. If Gar is a matir for the Yisra of Tisporas, but really fundamentally Tisporas goes for all 12 months, but here you have the Yisra of Tisporas just doesn't apply when you have Gar, so it should work even within Shloshim. But if it's a shear in the Etzema Isser, so it could be that we could be Mechalik between within Yud Beis Chodesh and within Shloshim. That within Yud Beis Chodesh, within Shloshim, you cannot possibly have hit that shear yet, because when it comes to Shloshim, there is a din of being noeg a miktsas nivel b'tok Shloshim. But Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no nivel, it's just that you spare yourself of certain ta'anugim. So it could be that during Shloshim, even if you hit, sometimes a person hasn't gotten a haircut, it happens to be that we're in the hospital with their parent for the last 2 months. They haven't had time to get a haircut. So they're already at the point of Yigur B'Chaverev by the funeral, right? So that might be a nafkamina. So it happens to be Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins that Ga'ara doesn't help B'Toch Shloshim. So Rav Shachter just points out, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger l'shitaso, right? Ga'ara doesn't help B'Toch Shloshim because Rabbi Kiva Eger also paskins that once you hit Yigur B'Chaverev once, you don't have to wait for it the next time. That's l'shitaso, because he holds that it's a shear of the Zman. It's not a matir of an Isser that really lasts for Yud Beis Chodesh. I think Rav Shechter, even though in Shur Rav over here it says that Rav Salvechik held not that way, I'm pretty sure when I've asked Rav Shechter, he's been makel on this issue, that you do not need to wait for Yigur B'Chaverev each and every time. I think the practice is like Rabbi Kiva Eger normally, that people do not require waiting for Yigur B'Chaverev each and every time. What are the questions over here? Let's see. Aaron White goes back to the discussion about whether I'm not meant to wear Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. There are opinions that on Shabbos Chazon we shouldn't wear Shabbos clothes. So maybe that's present for saying, yeah, that is true. Dofin, could one say that Garu wouldn't work within Shloshim, since the Makar is from Moshechem al Tifra'u, that Ravel is Asur in Tisporus, and Stam Para is Shloshim Yom? Not necessarily, because Shloshim Yom from the last haircut, right? Meaning his last haircut could have been, a month and a half earlier, way before the person died, right? Not everyone finds out about the death of a relative while they're in the barber's chair, right? So Pashto says you have a Gidul Pera anyway. There's a tshuva in Maram Shik in Yardeh Sim Shin Ayin Aleph who says that Shir Gara being Gimel Chadashim should be counted from the last haircut, not from when the Avelus began, which makes a lot of sense, because the whole reason of 3 months is that that's where you get to the point of Nivel and Mius, Be'enei B'nei Adam, and that's what the Geshar Chaim writes as well. However, the Maram Shik writes that since K'medumali, that the minig is to wait 3 months from the beginning of the Avelus, but L'dayti, unless you have other tzadim lahakel. Wow. That's what the Maram Shik writes. Pashtus is not that way, and Pashtus is what he says halacha, that what his real das is, that 3 months pass from the last haircut, you hit the point of ga'ara, even if it's just after shloshim. So normally that's what we do, that's what we suggest that people do. Definitely no haircuts within shloshim, once you get, or no shaving within shloshim. Once they get past shloshim, we can assume for shaving, for sure they've reached, if they're a person that normally doesn't have a beard, for sure they've reached yigur b'chaver as soon as shloshim is over. And as far as I got a shayla this just about a few weeks ago, someone who was just past the shloshim of his father said that that his beard was getting hate mail already from around the neighborhood. So I said, what was the hate mail written in your wife's handwriting by any chance? So so you know, at a certain point, you know, if someone's not used to having a beard, so then you'll get to that point of yigur b'chaver pretty quickly. And then the practice is that to wait 3 months since the last haircut, or twice the amount of of time between haircuts till he gets a haircut again only after shloshim. And I think common practice is, like Rabbi Kivega says, that then he continues to get haircuts every time he needs one. He doesn't have to wait 3 months every single time. The Torah quotes from Evel Rabasi that a woman is allowed to get a haircut after Shiva. The Aruch HaShulchan says we don't have that in our Evel Rabasi. In Svarim Shalanu, there is many passages that are missing. The Gra is Magia and adds it into Parag Zayin. The Rif paskins that she's Muteres to remove any hair. The Ramban in Kuf Tzadi Vav, on page Kuf Tzadi Vav, says that then there's no din of shloshim. That's ridiculous. So the Ramban, Rashi, Tosos, Rash, all say that when we say a woman is allowed to be notel seyer, that means to remove like unwanted hair on her face or something like that, which is a takshish that she shouldn't be misnavel al baila. But a tisporis mamish, to get a haircut, so that's aser kol shloshim yom for sure for a woman as well. Beis Yosef paskins like the Rif, that's because the Rambam paskins that way as well, and Darkei Moshe paskins like the other poskim, and that's why there's the machlokas comes out in Shulchan Aruch, right? You have that same machlokas in Sifei over here, where Isha Mutaris bin Atila Seir Achar Zayin says the Mechaber, and the Rambam writes V'yeshos Mafli Isha V'cheiniker, that Ashkenazi Jews paskin that for a woman as well, it's going to be Aser. The Rush in Simon Samachas quotes Yerushalmi in the first part of Masech Shabbos, that someone who sits down to be Megaleach, and they tell him while he's in the barber's chair that Meislo Aviv, that he could finish the haircut. The Megaleach and the Misgaleach, regardless of whether the Avil is the barber or the barbie. The Beis Yosef writes that the fact that he could finish the haircut is only if there's no other barber in the barber shop to finish it for you, right? Meaning if the barber shop that I go to, there always seems to be another guy in the back. I don't know, they have like an endless supply of, as many people come to the store, there's another Bukharian guy that comes out to cut your hair. It's amazing. So if there's an endless supply of other people that could finish the haircut, so good. So let the let them finish the haircut. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes Sif Beis. The reason for the heter is Gadol Kavra Brios, right? That's the pashas for the reason. The Gadol Kavra Brios, that a person can have a half a haircut, that's what the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Mordechai, that reason. Rabbi Kiva Eger compares this to the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos, that lo yeshiv l'fnei ha-saper samach l'mincha, and the Yerushalmi says that if you begin to get a haircut, beginning to get a haircut means that they already put the apron over you. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, tzarechin, why would you compare it to that? What he means to say, what the Aruch HaShulchan means to say is that there's totally different din in him. Over there, the reason for the Yisr is because asiyas melacha samach l'mincha, and wherever you began the malacha, so it becomes mutter. Over here, it's not a din nisr malacha, it's a din kavod abrios. Kavod abrios has nothing to do with them putting the apron over you. So why would you have that? Meaning, if they put the apron over you, but you haven't gotten they haven't even begun the haircut yet, it's not going to be a pagam in the kavod abrios. So stop, you wouldn't have to, right? So that's pashas why the Aruch HaShulchan says it's tzarechiyun, what Rabbi Kiveger makes a tzushtel over here to what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Gemara on Yitzayin Beis in Moikatan tells us that all those that are mutter to Megaleach and Chol HaMoed are not allowed to be Megaleach during Avelus, but if Yav Beis Avelus, Zuach or Zu, then he's allowed to be Megaleach Kedarko. Another person that's Takfu Avelus Zeach or Zeh is Mekel Sa'aro B'teir Avelo B'Misparayim. So the Beis Yosef quotes the name of the Ramban that you need to do it Bitsino, and all this is Paschim Shulchan Aruch Shin Sadi Siv Gimel, right? I assume you saw it inside. As far as defining the terms, what's a tar, what's a misparayim, that tar is the Ramban writes in the name of Rav Haigon that in Lashon Chachamim, a tar is that which is not mashchis legamri, meaning that which the Torah would call misparayim. Misparayim is that which is mashchis the seir legamri, that which Belashon HaTorah would be called a tar. And which is strange. The whole thing is that the lashon chacham and the lashon pasuk don't line up at all. But let's leave it at that. So, Bez Hashem, on Sunday we still have a lot to do, but I'm going to try to make a mad rush on Sunday to try to go through getting cutting fingernails and going attending simchas. That's obviously a very, very major topic, and. Yeah, we'll see what else. We'll try to finish up all of these halachos and avalasu behem be'ezras Hashem on Sunday. And then we'll have 3 more days of shir to figure out how to finish the rest of Hilchos Avelos. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.